Hey, coach, I just wanted to get an opening statement from you about how's everyone feeling for the rivalry this weekend.
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. I think it's a really good challenge for our group playing against number one, a huge rival. The history and of these two programs and the rivalry they've had over the years, that's number one. But also, them they're the number one team in the country, so it's a great opportunity for us to see where we're at as a team. They're a great hockey team, and we're looking forward to this matchup. And I think the energy and emotion is going to be high, not only for the both teams but also the fans and everyone involved. So really exciting. Looking forward to it.
Rick, go ahead.
Coach, you said you were going to try to get more ice time for Svoboda, and he and Zetterberg had some shifts with the Norris center in them. Did you see enough of that for it to continue?
I'm going to continue to get Svoboda ice time for sure. He's been over the boards first for the most part on the penalty kill. He's been taking important faceoffs for us. He brings energy to our group. He can really skate. He's a big body. He's been playing very well since he's been back from World Juniors. We want to continue to make sure he's getting ice time because he helps us win hockey games.
Mitch, go ahead.
Hey, coach. Now that Yegorov has been officially announced on the team, just wondering if you could give a little bit more insight into some of the reasons why he enrolled for the semester. I know you mentioned that there were a bunch last week, but you didn't want to get into them at that point.
Yeah, he was in Omaha. They've had a little bit of a tough stretch there the last couple of years. We thought the best thing for his development, if we could get him in here now, was going to help him being able to work with Brian Decord on a regular basis, being able to practice at this level with our players, and an opportunity to compete to play as well. Those are some of the reasons behind it. It gives him a head start for next year, and I think it's important for a goalie to get comfortable at this level. And we just there was a lot of reasons to make the move, and that was certainly part of it. And we also feel like he strengthens our goaltending position, and there's all those factors that go into it, and it just the timing was right, and that's why we made the decision.
Thanks for doing this, Jay. Sasha Bohmedian, I believe, is the youngest player in college hockey. It looks like he's gradually, coming along here. Three questions with him. How do you like the chemistry between he and Tom Welander, and what do you like about his game, and where is improvement needed for Sasha?
Yeah, he is the youngest player. He is now 18, so that's a good thing. When you hear 17, that sounds awfully young to be playing in college. We had it last year with Macklin as well, but he just turned 18 last week, which is, he's getting old. He's getting old. But he's really improved since the beginning of the year. For him, it's getting used to playing against bigger, faster, stronger guys and learning how to defend against those guys. He's not going to still be able to out-muscle guys, but he can really skate, so he can really close quickly on guys. And he's done a much better job with that. He's got a good stick, and all those things are helping him defend. So those are probably the biggest challenges for him at this level. I thought Saturday against UNH was one of his better defensive games. Thought he was really good. He's very good at moving the puck. He passes the puck like a pro. He passes it really hard. So he's been getting better and better. And him and Tom, obviously both being Swedes, they're very comfortable playing together. We've had them early in the year together. We split them up for a while. We've put them back together, and they've been playing pretty well since they've come back together since Tom got back from the World Juniors. So we've kind of had that match or that pair together the last four games, and it'll start that way tomorrow night. But he's definitely improving in a lot of areas, and it's great to see.
I'll go back to Rick.
Staying with the defense, do you plan to alternate Frechette and Page as the 6th D again, or have you settled on one? still celebrating.
I'm sure we'll see both of them. I haven't made a decision yet on tomorrow night. They both had really good weeks to practice. So we'll kind of probably make that decision tomorrow morning. But I like what I've seen from both of them in practice. They both want to play. They're both showing in practice that they want to play. So it's been good to see. It's when you have competition, it can help a team, it can help an individual. And I think both those guys have had a real good week of practice.
George, go ahead.
Coach, the players that grew up in this area know the history behind this rivalry. Have you had any opportunities throughout the week to kind of speak to the players that didn't grow up really close to around here and understand like what they're kind of getting into this weekend and maybe the pressures they're facing?
I haven't said too much. I think our players, they talk amongst themselves about what this weekend typically means or the rivalry means. I don't think they need to hear it from me. I think once you get here, you have a pretty quick understanding of what it's all about. I think too, like now there's no hiding from this anymore with social media and everything that's out there online. And so our players, whether they grew up in this area or not, I think they have a pretty good understanding that this is a pretty good weekend. There's always a buzz around it. So we let the players handle that. There's only so much you can say. You have to live it really. Like you first shift to warm-ups, all these things. Once you see that, you can just tell there's a different buzz in the building. There's just a different it's a different atmosphere. It just is. And it's a lot of fun. It's great to be part of.
This is from Alexa. Just how are you able to get the team on the same page with regard to penalties so it won't be a factor this weekend?
Yeah, it's been a challenge for us this year. There's no question about it. I feel like we've gotten a little better recently, but there's still some games that, we're taking penalties that are unnecessary. I thought the UNH Saturday game, it's when a tight game like that, it's very difficult when you give up three penalties or take three penalties in the third period. And that's what we did. So it's something that we're still trying to improve on. Our guys have an understanding of that, but they're not showing quite yet, game in and game out. And it's something that we're working towards. And I think we all know that you don't want to get into penalty trouble against the team we're playing this weekend. They have some dangerous players and they'll make you pay. So we got to make sure discipline's a factor around it.
I'm going to take two more, starting with Devorah.
I understand if you can't answer this question yet, but do you anticipate Karan starting in both games this weekend?
I anticipate Karan starting tomorrow night. He will start tomorrow night, for sure. There's no question about that. He's coming off of two really solid weekends for us. But he played excellent Saturday night against UNH, especially in the third there when we took three penalties. He made some huge key saves on the penalty kill. So no question he'll be starting tomorrow night.